This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Austria's capital is rocked by a terror attack. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossio.
The city center in Vienna, Austria, was the scene of an attack Monday night that left at least two people dead and 15 wounded, according to authorities. One of those killed was an attacker. The attack shortly after 8 p.m. came as Viennese were out before a coronavirus lockdown was to take effect. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister witnessed the horror.
People were sitting outside and he was shooting at the people.
Police said there were several gunmen and shootings took place at six different locations. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continued their attacks on one another and explained to crowds why each one is more suited than the other to lead the country. At a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says Democrats want to teach children hate in America.
So I just signed an executive order to teach our students pro-American values, right? Pro-American values.
At a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says that if he is elected, he will take the steps to slow the spread of COVID-19.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of our presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing. A plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
Tens of millions of Americans have already voted early, but Tuesday is officially Election Day, where reporting of the vote tallying process becomes the height of both the campaigns. And again, both candidates were fanned out across several areas on Monday for the final campaign pushes. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that a recent spike in COVID-19 cases in some countries in Europe and North America presented leaders with a critical moment for action. Top WHO emergencies expert Mike Ryan said governments in Europe face a very, very difficult situation in controlling rising numbers of COVID-19 cases as their citizens grow wary with renewed restrictions on daily life. The WHO technical lead for COVID-19 said that the latest spike in infections was stretching health services, and the Director General Tedros said on Sunday that he had been identified as a contact of someone who tested positive for COVID-19, but added that he was feeling well and did not have any symptoms. President Donald Trump's suggestion that he may fire Dr. Anthony Fauci, the government's top infectious disease expert, after Tuesday's election is not going over well with many health experts. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains why.
President Trump responded to this "Fire Fauci" chant at a campaign rally in Florida Sunday night.
But let me wait till a little bit after the election.
Over the weekend, Fauci told the Washington Post the U.S. could not possibly be positioned more poorly to stem the spread of the coronavirus as the colder months arrive and people gather indoors more. That assessment resonates with many health experts, including Dr. Matt Hines of the Tucson Medical Center, who says the notion of firing Fauci
perfectly encapsulates everything that's really just been wrong with this administration's approach.
Dr. John Swartzberg at UC Berkeley's School of Public Health adds,
for us to control this pandemic, we need a trusted voice out of the federal government.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Kabul University Monday that killed at least 22 people. Then the group's Amic News agency reported in a message posted on Telegram, the group claimed to have killed and injured 80 Afghan judges, investigators, and security personnel who gathered on completion of a training program. The death toll released by Afghan officials is much lower at 22 and does not mention the killing of judges or prosecutors. Officials said multiple students had been killed. Nicaragua on Monday scrambled to evacuate citizens from their Atlantic coast as Hurricane Eta barreled closer, and the U.S. National Hurricane Center warned of flash floods and catastrophic winds in Central America. Storm is a devastating Category 4 hurricane on the five-step scale, was expected to slam the northeast coast of Nicaragua late Monday or early Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News. We'll be right back.